Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondra is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondra.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondra. And I'm here every Sunday evening to help you conquer your vision loss. And I can't believe it. Only 8 days away for our phenomenal conference and gala, which is going to be held at the Hilton Squaw Point right in Phoenix. And this is probably going to be one of the most phenomenal events you'll ever want to attend. On Wednesday, May the 14th, I'm giving a morning workshop, which is open to the public. So I would love you as a listener to come on by and join me, talk to me about your eye problems, and I'll give you some pointers on how you can improve your vision and how you can save your eyesight. Then the weekend, May 16th, 17th, and 18th, is the start of this phenomenal event. We're having 20 of the top alternative doctors from all over the country come to Phoenix, Arizona. Each one of these doctors will present a lecture, a one-hour presentation on key points to help you improve your health, show you the facts, what you need to do to really have health freedom. Everyone's concerned about changes in our health care. Everyone's concerned about Obamacare. Is it going to bring good news to the public, or is it going to be a disaster? But I think we have to take things in control by ourselves. And one way is to educate yourself on knowing what you have to do to improve your health. So please join me for this phenomenal event coming up May 14th. I'm giving my workshop, and then 16th, 17th, and 18th will be the conference and gala. You can call our executive secretary at 602-263-3589. That's 602-263-3589 to get more information on this event. And you can also go to our website, which is at HIMA. AHIMA.US. This is a phenomenal organization of Arizona alternative and homeopathic doctors, and I'm proud to be the president of this wonderful organization. So this evening, I thought we would take some time and talk about macular degeneration. Macular degeneration is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the elderly. It's really, the incidence is increasing because of many factors, which we'll talk about. So the lines are open. If you do have macular degeneration, or if you have a question regarding your health, I'd like to hear from you. You can reach me, area code 602-277-KFNX. And that's area code 602-277-KFNX. Or toll-free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. So let's begin talking about macular degeneration. Well, what is macular degeneration? Well, there's a tiny part of the retina called the macula, and this has an extremely high concentration of cones, which are a sensory element that helps you discern extremely sharp, clear vision. Because this area has an extremely high metabolic activity, it is susceptible to decrease in oxygenation, toxins, decrease in circulation, etc. So many times you can be fairly healthy, but you begin to have problems with your central vision, and you are told that you have macular degeneration. Some of the earliest signs of macular degeneration is distortion or blurring in the central part of your vision. And this is often due to accumulation of toxins or leakage of blood vessels. Now, a traditional ophthalmology has a procedure in which they will put injections of different chemotherapeutic agents in your eye, and these agents have the property of reducing inflammation and decreasing the vascularization or growth of blood vessels in the back of the eye. I really question the validity of these injections because I'm a homeopathic doctor and I believe in treating the body and treating the underlying cause. I feel that these injections don't address the underlying cause. In some cases, they will improve the vision or slow the progress, but I firmly believe that you're much better off to look at alternative treatments, to look at different methods, to identify the underlying cause. And we'll be talking about those this evening. What are the underlying causes of macular degeneration and what you can do? Well, we have a knock on the door. We have a caller, Jim from Florida. Jim, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Conrad.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling.
I've just finished reading Dr. Perlmutter's Grain Brain and Dr. Davis's Wheat Belly. And first, I'm wondering, is there a chemical relationship between the Alzheimer's plaque and the AMD drusen, which would make the two diseases somewhat related? And the second question is what do you think of their diets?
You know, you got two really good questions. And I have read Dr. Perlmutter's book, and it's kind of changing my opinion on, dietary, what's best for our diet. And I think it's a great book. Now, your first question regarding changes in macular degeneration, drusen. Drusen is a collection of lipofuscin, which develops in the retina, and it's due to sluggish blood flow. The retina has a very high metabolic activity. The component part of the lipofuscin is different than the plaques that occur in Alzheimer's disease. But there's something really interesting. There's the loss of the nerve fiber layer that occurs in many neurodegenerative disorders, including macular degeneration. And one of the best indicators of Alzheimer's disease is loss of this nerve fiber layer. Now, you may be asking, what is the nerve fiber layer? Well, every rod and cone in the eye sends a little fiber, a little electrical conduction wire, if you will, from the retina into the brain. And researchers have found that the loss of this layer is one of the best indicators of Alzheimer's disease. So I think there is a relationship between the eye, which is part of the neurological system, and other neurodegenerative disorders, although there is not a strong correlation between macular degeneration and Alzheimer's disease. But fortunately, many of the treatments that we are now employing to treat macular degeneration are also helping the function of the brain. You know, dietary changes, microcurrent, nutritional IVs, oxidative treatments, and we'll be talking about all those things. So in regards to Dr. Perlmutter's book and his diet, he feels very strongly that grains and sugar are responsible for many neurological problems, and we should be reducing our consumption of those elements and, in fact, increasing the consumption of fats and protein. So I think his book does make a lot of sense. And I think those dietary recommendations have to be made based on the individual. I'm still a firm believer that a raw, organic diet is probably one of the best ways. I think it's probably more important to avoid genetically modified organisms, GMO food, to avoid food that has been processed. We really need, especially for your eye, we need colorful food to give you colorful vision. And I do feel that our diet is probably one of the best ways to treat any disorder. So Dr. Perlmutter is taking one extreme, although the verdict really is not regarding his approach. But I do think that it makes a lot of sense. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, and thanks for tuning in. So we're coming up to another break. You're listening to Healthy Vision, and this evening we're talking about macular degeneration, one of the most common causes of visual loss over the age of 65. And I'm 63, so I'm beginning to take those steps to prevent those early signs of macular degeneration. And I do feel strongly that the alternative treatments that I'm going to be talking about can improve your vision. They can reverse macular degeneration. I know that that statement may be controversial, but I see folks improve their vision all the time. So, folks, we're going to be right back after this break, and we're going to be talking more about macular degeneration.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328. A new approach to dementia and Alzheimer's is finally available, and it's under your nose. Yes, the answer to these two devastating diseases is right under your nose, or should I say, in your nose. A published study shows that intranasal light, a laser light placed in your nose, can reverse symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In 30 days, over 2/3 of the patients had an improvement of symptoms. This treatment can also help with headaches and memory problems. Treatment is simple with a small laser light placed in your nostril. The laser light bathes the blood vessels in the nose, which then travel to the brain. This treatment is documented to reduce inflammation and stimulate activity of cells. This simple, portable treatment device can be used daily. For more information, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or visit healingtheeye.com. The answer is right under your nose. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for more natural alternative medical solutions but aren't finding them from traditional doctors? Do you wish your doctor spent more time helping you prevent health problems? Join us for the Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America Conference and Gala. For the price of a doctor's visit, you can attend workshops and personally meet and greet each doctor. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever. All participants will receive a copy of the best-selling book, Top Alternative Doctors of America. The event will be held in Phoenix, May 14th through the 18th at the Hilton Point Hotel at Squaw Peak. Register now and save. Find those medical solutions using a more natural, safe way at this special event. For more information or to register, go to ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever.
Would you like to have a very profitable career without the typical expense of building one from the ground up? No selling, no inventory, no employees, and no debt. Listen to the Delta Trading Show every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Or call 888-959-4004. 888-959-4004. The Delta Trading Show, Thursdays at 3 p.m.
Are you surrounded by too much stuff? Are you looking to make some cash? Contact R&R Auction, Glendale's leading family-owned and operated auction house. They're seeking quality consignments for public auctions. Whether it's a full estate or just a trunkful, turn your clutter into cash at R&R Auction. Live auctions every Sunday at 11 a.m. with a preview at 10 a.m. auction day. No deposit required to bid. Call R&R Auction at 623-939-7355 or visit rnrauction.com and turn your clutter into cash.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And we're talking about macular degeneration. And I would like to hear from you if you have questions regarding macular degeneration or eye problems. You can reach me at 602-277-5369. That's 277-5369 or toll free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And I hope to see many of you listeners out there at the big conference and gala, which is coming up May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you want more information on the gala, 602-263-3589, our executive secretary. But if you can't make the gala, you can get a copy of